Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. May I speak with Sandy Sambuto?
Speaking.
Hello, Sandy. This is Alisa, and the reason of my call is to do the morning checkup verification, but I have not been able to contact the patient, so I wanted to know if maybe you are with him right now.
He's asleep right now, and what number are you calling? Because it should only be this number that, you know, that he doesn't have a number.
The number that we have here is 908-415-7398.
Yeah, that's an old phone. It's not on.
Okay, I understand. In that case, can I call you tomorrow?
Yes. I mean, you guys can come out, do an evaluation, whatever you need to do. It's no big deal. He's never going to answer the phone. I don't know if he's going to be, you know, 100% coherent. And you can call, though. We could save maybe 2 o'clock.
Yeah, no problem. It's just to confirm information. I don't know if you can do it for him.
Of course I can.
Okay, well, the phone number is, I'm going to put your phone number so we are able to communicate. His
yes.
Address is 5 East Front Street, Brightport, Pennsylvania, 19405.
5 East Front Street, Bridgeport, PA, 19405.
Mm-hmm. Also, I want to know if the patient has been in the ER or hospitalized the past month.
No.
Great to hear that. And lastly, we want to know how has been the services, if the caregiver is providing a good care, or do you have any issue, any concern?
No, everything's fine.
Okay. Also, I want to inform you that you have to contact the insurance or the county office, because we were notified that there is a discharge date on March 31st. So please contact them so the services cannot be stopped, okay?
Well, that doesn't even make sense. We just transferred everything and everything's fine. So now you're saying that there's a discharge date of the 31st?
Mm-hmm. Okay, but in that case, please contact the county office or the insurance, okay? Maybe it's an update of information or something.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.